We are going to talk to Will Smith, the latest reliever signed by the Braves, the pride of Noonan, as he joins us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Will, thanks for coming on, and congratulations on getting the deal done. What does it mean to be back home?
It means of the world. You know, to come to a winning team, that was most important to me, was having a chance at a ring. You know, just being able to play in front of family and friends now is just a huge bonus.
And also now you have a guy that you were very familiar with the Giants, and Mark Melancon, and you guys were close to each other in the locker room, were you not?
Yeah, we were actually locker mates last year until he got traded.
Well, there you go. So here's the logical question. Do you start to recruit Madison Bumgarner now?
I don't know. You know, he'll make his decision, I guess, whenever he makes it. But it sure would be nice to have him, that's for sure.
Were you surprised last year that you didn't get traded with everything that was swirling around?
You know, I not really. I, you know, I try to, you know, keep my head clear of that stuff and, you know, just kind of keep my head down and keep playing and don't let that stuff creep in, because, you know, honestly, we had zero control over that. You know, if they were going to trade us, they were going to trade us. So the fact that we had no control over it just meant, you know, there's really no need to worry about it.
We talk about this with players all the time. You find out pretty quickly that this is a business. As much as it is a great job, great occupation, it is a business. Even in the draft process, you found out not signing with Tampa, I think in the 40th round coming out, that this is what it is. It's probably the best attitude to have when things like trade deadlines come around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the whole the cheesy thing, control what you can control, well, that actually, you know, plays into that. If you can't control it, you know, what's the point of worrying about it? It's just going to drive you crazy.
One of the other things, you actually were a starter when you first came up, correct?
I was, yep. Started till 2013.
So who actually comes to you? How was that whole decision process?
The pitching rover in Kansas City at the time was Steve Foster, you know, and he came up to me and just simply asked, like, hey, would you mind going to the bullpen? And you know, I just told him, if it gets me to the big leagues or keeps me in the big leagues, I'm down. So I just went to the bullpen like that, and it turned out to what it is now.
Will Smith is with us, one of the newest Braves, on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. The GM, Alex Anthopoulos, was on The Fan yesterday afternoon. He said, as of right now, Melancon's still the closer, but I like what you said during your press conference. That doesn't matter to you, does it?
Not really, no. You know, I was taught, if when I was in Milwaukee with, you know, Francisco Rodriguez setting up for him and Jonathan Broxton and those kind of guys that had a lot of closing experience, you know, they just made it simple. If you just consider yourself the closer of your inning, which you kind of are, you know, you'll have a successful bullpen down there.
How much have you guys talked about this face three batters thing amongst your group down in bullpens daily?
Zero, actually.
Well, the less you think about it, I suppose, is the better. But the situational lefty, the situational righty, it's all going to go by the wayside. But you guys know that going in. It's just something else you're going to have to adjust your game to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we grew up getting lefties and righties out. You know, just kind of keep that, the keep it simple, stupid method. And, you know, just if he's right-handed, get him out. If he's left-handed, get him out.
You mentioned wanting to go to a place where the possibility of a ring existed. I'm assuming you thought that without a sell job. You watched the Braves in the postseason. Because you could have accepted a qualifying offer and gone through this whole thing again next year. This was better than that, I'm assuming, on a few boxes being checked.
Yeah, we were willing to take the qualifying offer, but Atlanta, you know, we ended up getting the deal done quick. I wanted it done quick. I didn't want to drag it on in the offseason and whatnot. I wanted to know who I was playing for. I wanted to get that settled. And it kind of, you know, worked out perfectly for us. And ended up signing with Atlanta.
Will Smith, the new Braves reliever who was introduced to the media yesterday, with us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Obviously, you grew up a Braves fan, but when you professionally hear the talk from people outside the organization, what's the reputation this organization has right now?
First class. I mean, just good people. They're young. They're athletic. They're winners. Yeah, I mean, everything you want in a player that you would watch him across the field from, so I'm happy to join.
What did Mark tell you about, that's the stuff big picture, what about the stuff in a clubhouse in terms of fitting in, and this is a really good place to be? I don't know if you had that conversation specifically with him, but I'm sure it could have happened.
Yeah, it's been, you know, crazy the past couple of days once it got announced, but I've talked to Mark a little bit, but yeah, you know, he was happy here. I got a chance to talk to him last year when we came in town. Mm-hmm. Just, hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, you like it over here? I love it. This, you know, just a real basic conversation. We haven't really gotten into it too much.
What is it going to cost you in season tickets? I don't know what family is still around the area.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hey, before we let you go, saw the piece on Fox 5 of you working out last night. You had some veteran influence tell you as you started your career early, even when you were hurt. There are certain ways that you stick around. Even if you're hurt, there are certain things you still need to do, correct?
You know, I'm a big team guy. You know, I love my teammates. I love the teammate, you know, atmosphere and, you know, the being around the guys and just messing around with each other. I love that stuff. So I was taught, you know, if you just put everybody in front of you, put all your teammates in front of yourself, just keep your head down, just keep working, you know, good things will happen. You know, Francisco Rodriguez told me if you take care of your body every day, you'll end up having a successful career. And then when I had TJ, I was sitting in the trainer's office just feeling sorry for myself, you know, knowing I'm not going to get to play. And Buster came in and told me my responsibility to the team was to get better. And I, you know, I took that little saying very seriously. So it gave me a sense of, okay, I'm still a part of the team. I can still do something. I can still help these guys. And, yeah, you know, those guys helped me out for sure.
Is there a pay it forward in your mind now? I don't know who the guy might be, but do you believe there is such a thing as paying it forward in this game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anybody that needs help or, you know, just wants to talk, it might not be baseball stuff or anything, just, you know, just be a good person. You know, if you're a good person, you're a good teammate, you know, and it's not hard to be a good teammate. Just, you know, just be a nice guy. If somebody needs to talk or just needs some help, just try to be a friend to them and go from there.
I know you guys know this, but Alex Anthopoulos made a point of talking about when you do an extended deal and you do the money, the one thing that's overlooked is character, the guy himself. They don't want to overlook that here. It doesn't mean you got to be a saint. It doesn't mean, but there is something to that. There's intel on you. Every place you've been, they have an ability to speak to somebody there to find out what type of guy you might be and the infamous, will you fit here? That's probably the other thing that you learn early as a player is they are looking at you not only on the days you pitch, but every other day that you're around for 7+ months wearing a uniform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you sit in the stands and there's always scouts there. You know, there's always people watching you, even at the big league level. So, you know, if you just – like, it just goes back to, you know, to keep it simple, stupid. Just kind of keep your head down, be a good teammate, and whatever happens, happens. You know, shake it off. It's all the cliche stuff you can say. It's true and it works.
Last thing, when you're in high school, when were you first aware that there were scouts? I happen to know the guy who actually drafted you out of Tampa. When are you aware that that people are actually watching?
My freshman year we had a stud at our school. His name was Josh Copeland. He was the senior that year. You know, the next big thing out of Noonan, and you know, just sitting on the bench watching him pitch, and there'd be, you know, 15, 20 people back there with radar guns. I was like, oh dang, this is serious. You know, people come and watch this stuff. So, yeah, that was kind of my first experience to it. And then you just get used to it, I guess.
Do you get used to the Will Smith comparison, the music playing from the other Will Smith?
You know what? I think I've heard about every single Will Smith joke you could imagine. Yeah, so I just kind of, you know, laugh them off. And, yeah, thank you.
No, you're tired of it is what you're really saying.
I'm not doing this right now, Will. That's the guy on the other side of the glass. I figured this was coming.
It is what it is. I know it comes with it, I guess.
He's going to punch me when you see me.
You got a guy in Chris Martin. We said it's the most musically inclined bullpen in all of baseball with Chris Martin signing his deal as well.
We're killing it down there.
Well, hopefully that continues on the field. Will, congratulations. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you as spring training nears.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Will Smith, one of the newest Braves relievers, joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line.